This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Because you didn't know whether you were going to have trick-or-treaters, even though you had contracted or come up with some sort of a way to measurably distance yourself from the trick-or-treaters, an easy way. Some people put it at the end of the sidewalk on a stand, some on the porch. That's what we did. We had 8 trick-or-treaters. Usually we do pretty well, but that's okay with me. I just wanted to make sure that we had some candy, and I am staying away from it. So, interesting quick side note here. Hey, Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. It is no trick. We are very close to November 3rd, the election, and we've had an avalanche of early voters. We're going to give you those numbers also. Sadly, the COVID numbers on the rise and outbreaks all over the place. When I say all over the place, it's not fake news. I'll give you some more specifics about that, plus an avalanche of your thoughts. The mailbag was overflowing once again when I walked into the studio. But right now, on November 1st, going into November 2nd, this would actually be what they call sow-in. Or it looks like it's Samhain. It's the Celtic Festival of Sow-in. And, of course, Halloween originated in Ireland, what, 300 years ago or 3,000 years ago? No, it was 3,000 years ago, of course. And November 1st would still be a very big day because it kind of all morphed together. That's when Christianity declared All Saints Day or All Hallows for November 1st. So there you go. So the days, and then there was the Day of the Dead in Mexico. It's pretty interesting this time of year, and it really signifies the fall and the changing of the guard. But speaking of the changing of the guard, will there be a changing of the guard at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? And as I have said all along, boy, it depends on who you talk to. Really? What kind of strategists are you sitting down with? And, of course, I've looked at this from all angles because I want to give you the best forecast I could possibly bring to you. And the answer is, like the magic eight ball, ask again later. It depends on the poll, and it really does depend on whose rose-colored glasses you are looking at. Here's one thing we do know that I think is fantastic no matter what, because this doesn't all fall democratically. A lot of this falls on Republicans. I think there's more Republicans voting than most people think, because this is such a weird, wacky time in our history. But so I don't go by what we've seen in the past, but 93 million plus have already voted. 93 million plus. That is unheard of, unprecedented numbers. Just absolutely crazy. So with the final countdown on and looking at the various polls, I'll just give you a quick snapshot of a few of them that I went through. And even states, because some of the states that are in flux. According to Emerson's poll in Florida, Trump versus Biden, Biden 51%, Trump 45%. But you look at Rasmussen, And they have Biden at 48 and Trump at 47 in Florida. You look at the New York Times, and they have Biden at 47, Trump at 44. And then you look at the ABC Washington Post poll, and they have Trump at 50 and Biden at 48. Flip a coin. It seems like this could go in any direction. And there are several states that kind of fall along those same lines. And then there are those where there seems like there's much more distance in these polls. But we know what happened the last time around. Even on Saturday Night Live, there was a huge skit with Jim Carrey, who is doing the impression of Joe Biden, and they had a whole thing about what had happened the last time around, even an appearance by the fake Hillary Clinton. So we know that a lot of times with the polls, it's tough to say, although I would say here what's so interesting is how one can have beyond the margin of error and the others can be so, so close. I mean, I think this last push is going to be interesting. Do I think anybody's minds are changed? Probably not. But will there be an avalanche of voters on November 3rd? I think probably so. Yes, massive early voting. I think we'll see the same thing on November 3rd. And we know that a lot of this will come down to the economics of the people who are voting, because it does play into your mind. What's in your wallet? How do things look in a pandemic-rich environment? Sadly, in the United States, 231 deaths. That's out of 9.28 million cases. For our friends who listen to this show, we welcome you around the world. 1.2 million deaths, so you wrap in the U.S., which has the most, into that number. And then you have 46.4 million cases, 31 million recovered, 31 million recovered. What is worrisome is, of course, this time of year, and that we're seeing the surge in cases, where in El Paso they're still flying people to other places who need to be in the ICU. There's a scramble for beds, worry by some doctors in some of the states where we've seen this surge, that they're going to have to make a choice as to who gets a bed in the ICU. And it's going to be the younger person, not the person barely hanging on, which is twisted and sadistic, and especially for doctors who will ultimately, in hospitals, who will ultimately have to make that choice. And again, this is not everywhere. This is only on some of the areas where the concern is the amount of cases that have suddenly cropped up. The Dakotas is one of those places where the numbers are very, very high. There are places in Arizona where it's cropped up. I mentioned El Paso. Again, it just depends on the metropolitan area or maybe even the rural area as to what's happened now with COVID. We'll talk more specifics as we weave in and through the rest of this show. Your questions surrounded that, plus what happened in Texas and why did Joe Biden cancel an event after what they're calling an ambush? That's what Joe wants to know. We're going there next as we head to the mailroom.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon says.
This year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
Oh. You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Mail, so let's dive right into it. Kate Delaney, hey. Be careful with that candy. Did you buy too much, or did you just use it as an excuse? What's your favorite candy? Oh, it's all so awful. I mean, good. So, anyway, I actually got a couple of emails about that. I talked about Joe for a second, who says he wants to know what in the Sam Hill happened in Texas for Biden's people, Kate, to cancel their event. Surprises. Okay, if you haven't heard the story, it was a lot of bumping and grinding of a different sort on the highway. Apparently, there was a convoy, not apparently, it did happen, there was a convoy of Trump supporters who surrounded the Biden campaign bus on a Texas highway on Friday afternoon. And what the president tweeted out was interesting. He said, in my opinion, these patriots did nothing wrong. Instead, the FBI and justice should be investigating the terrorists, anarchists, and agitators of Antifa. So, and then he also retweeted a video of it. And he wrote, I love Texas. And it was like an intimidation thing. I mean, yeah, come on, it was, right? So the videos show cars flying MAGA flags, driving very close to the bus, and at one point they ran into a Biden staff member car. That was like a no-no. So they crashed into the side of it, and it was all dented in and scuffed up and, you know, whatever. So that confrontation led the Democrats to cancel three scheduled events in Texas. And then Joe Biden attacked the president's support for the convoy on Sunday, saying, look, we've never had anything like this. At least we've never had a president who thinks it's a good thing. So I'm laughing because it was shocking, actually. Not the convoy part was, again, intimidation, whatever. Hey, we're here. Woohoo. I mean, I get that. I get why they did it in a way. I mean, stupid. I think it was stupid because who cares how many people are going to see that? But then, of course, they're going to see it when there's when some car gets smacked into. So, I mean, maybe it did work because they canceled the three events. This is a battleground state, Texas, in this surge in early voting. So, in a sense, it pushed them off, right? So, the president was at his fifth rally Sunday in Miami when Marco Rubio, I'll have another glass of water. For you smart people out there, you know exactly what that means, made a joke about the convoy, and he said, I saw a video of these people in Texas. Did you see it? All the cars on the road. We love what they did, but here's the thing. They don't know. We do that every day in Florida, which is actually true with the convoys. There's a lot of convoys in Florida, and what's interesting is Florida and Texas, usually Texas Republican, usually Florida Republican, but this is these are both kind of toss-ups. Hard to tell. You know, that's what I said. I made the joke about the eight ball. Ask again later. So the intimidation factor, I get it, but dudes, not smacking into somebody. I mean, pushing into them. Yeah, that's one thing, right? So anyway, nobody was hurt. They canceled the tour. And say la vie. It's definitely made the rounds. Absolutely. It went viral. So intended consequences of it, I think was that, is to kind of do the intimidation thing. So from that point of view, you know, there you go. Big stakes. And that's what the convoys are all about. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Paul, who listens to us in Portland. Paul in Portland. And he says, hey, Kate, you know what? I have never heard so many people talk about an election ever in my life. I'm 36 years old, and usually people I know are like, they don't even really mention it very much, and now it's kind of stunning to hear my friends constantly look at the numbers, see how many people have voted, and listen, I have friends all the way around on this thing. I have friends that are hardcore Republicans, and I have friends that are Democrats. Everybody is involved in this one. What do you think it comes down to? Oh, I think it comes down to a lot of things, but, you know, this is why the votes matter, though. You look at the Electoral College, and then you look at what could be super, super close, and then the lawyers possibly getting involved, which there are already lawyers that are ready to do that. So will we even know on November 3rd? I don't know. You know, I don't know if we'll know or not. I mean, that many people casting early ballots, it seemed inconceivable to me, especially in the start of 2020. Nobody would have thought that at all, but we didn't know about COVID either. So will the Senate flip? Will it not flip? What happens with the House? There's so much divide across the country, and numbers count. You know, I say that all the time on this show. It is numbers. If there is a massive push in one direction, it'll flip a state. Either way, by the way, right? I mean, what's really crazy is this one. I got this one from Sandra, who is listening to us in Florida. And she says, Kate, I've never seen anything like neighbors, people you know, ripping the signs out of lawns because they don't agree with either a Trump sign or a Biden-Harris sign, whatever it is. It is crazy. And these are neighbors who are normally mild-mannered. But for some reason, the frenzy that has taken hold here is, frankly, almost scary. Well, that's what some are saying, that it's this intimidation thing is scary, especially when it comes to your front porch, when all of a sudden, and this happened in my neighborhood, that somebody left a voodoo doll for somebody left the people had a sign that said Biden Harris, and they left a kind of a It's not necessarily, it was a voodoo doll. It said, you know, you better vote for Trump or something, and it was like a tiny voodoo doll, and somebody posted it and said, is this a joke? And then there were signs that were thrown in alleys, and I mean, wow. And by the way, in both ways. So not just Trump, Trump signs, or Biden's, I mean, both Trump signs and Biden signs. I mean, it's almost like it's tit for tat. And if I think you did that, I'm going to rip your sign out. And, wow. And then I had neighbors who said, which was so surprising to me, they were afraid to put signs out because they didn't want a bunch of hassle and they have kids. Wow, wow, wow. Man, insane. Right? Insane. All right, quickly, I'm going to get to a couple more. I don't want to go down to too many rabbit holes. All right, this one is from Ben, and Ben says, Kate, what a ripoff. I heard you talking the other night about the stimulus, and you've been keeping us up to date on that and where it seems it's going to be close, and then they fall apart, and then it's going to be close again the next week, and then it falls apart. It's just ridiculous. It's a dizzy spin, and it's a big tease for people who really need the money, like my family. So screw all the politicians. They just don't get it because they make a ton of money and they don't understand the struggle that we're all having because they didn't take care of what happened with the virus. Boom. All right, mic drop. I got a similar one to that one from Jake in Austin, who emails us all the time. Kate, the road to recovery starts with stimulus. There are so many people around me who desperately need that stimulus, people who are professionals who busted their asses to get degrees to feed their families, and they were on a great path. Unfortunately, like so many others, they got knocked off the path when their corporations got rid of, because they had to, their positions, and now they're massively struggling. And these aren't people that were spending money like it was nothing, living way above their means. Boy, that stimulus would have really, really helped them. And instead, they're left saying, what do I pay? My mortgage payment, my car payment, what do I need to pay first? And it's too bad that the politics got in the way of all of this, because I think that second stimulus, first of all, I think the second stimulus probably would have helped the president, and that's why he was not happy that there was no deal, unless there's a last-minute deal, which would have to happen right before Tuesday. And I can't imagine at this point there's not going to be any way they're going to be able to get that done. So it's a shame. Once again, it's the people that are represented by the people they vote in that don't get the job done because they're so far removed from what the reality is. Boom, mic drop. All right, send me your thoughts, like I said before, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Mario Scarvelis joins us next. Time for a little Mario. We need to find that power within to feel good and get over the hump next.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The race for the White House in the home stretch. Both presidential candidates spent Sunday in battleground states trying to stir up last-minute support. President Trump told supporters in Michigan that former Vice President Biden's stance on NAFTA cost the state jobs.
Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, spent 47 years outsourcing your jobs, opening your borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure in endless foreign wars. Michigan lost half of its auto job thanks to Biden's NAFTA and China disasters.
And at an event in Philadelphia, Biden criticized the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic, calling it almost criminal.
We're going to have to get COVID under control. It's almost criminal the way he has handled it. On day one of my presidency, I'm going to put in action a plan I've been talking about for months. Masking, social distancing, testing, tracing.
This is USA Radio News. Fire crews in northern Colorado are still trying to tamp down the two largest wildfires in the state's history, even as many areas have seen several inches of snow in recent days. Officials say that nearly 700 structures have been burned by the East Troublesome and Cameron Peak fires, but crews are still working to assess the full scale of the damage done by the blazes. The East Troublesome fire is still only 30% contained, while the larger Cameron Peak fire is 64% contained. Texas has shattered early voting records. More people have voted early than in total back in 2016.
More Texans have voted in the 18-day early voting period than in the entire 2016 presidential election. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, a Democrat, reports that around 803,000 voted early there. Tarrant County, home to Fort Worth, around 674,000. In Houston or Harris County, it shattered its 2016 totals as well with the help of 8 24-hour polling locations. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Next guest, Mario Skarvalis, joins us from Australia. He's got a book called The True Power of You. And in this book, I mean, this guy is a mind-body mentor, success coach. He's been a coach. He's been studying human behavior and self-awareness techniques most of his life. And you know, Mario, here's the thing. You and I were talking about this off the air, and what it's like one of those moments when you're driving and you kind of get lost and all of a sudden you're there, right? It's sometimes it's these things in our head, and there's ways that we control it better.
You're still performing the actions that you would normally do in your habits, routines, and belief. It's like the main one I talk about is when you're in a car or place that you go normally or commonly, and you're, say, driving there, and you've done this so many times before, and you're daydreaming now about the weekend or what you're going to do or what you've got to do, and all of a sudden you find you've driven this journey and you've got from one point to another, and you stop and think, oh, I'm here, and you say, I don't even remember seeing this, and this that I normally see, because you're not really focusing on the journey. You're focusing on other things, but your own body default thinking has taken you on the journey that you normally take. So it's a natural way of life is a natural way of you running through your own habits, routines, and beliefs. So until you actually stop and place attention and awareness towards these routines, habits, and beliefs, and see if they begin to serve you or whether they hinder your growth and development, we just go on being who we are every day, and we don't realize that there's a lot of bad habits and routines we've picked up and beliefs that do not allow us to grow, to becoming enlightened.
Yeah.
Because we're always too busy trying to work out things ourselves through our own logical thinking. And we have become too logical thinkers over the years. If you look back on creativity, our creativity has been sort of limited in some ways, that everything is done from a digital point of view now. We do not look at our senses, we talk about our physical senses, there's five of those, but once we step out of the five physical senses, people find it very difficult to understand what a sense is that doesn't have a physical or a touch or something that they can relate to. Your six senses, which are a non-physical sense, is your energy, your spirit energy memory. Spirit energy memory that when we start to realize that when we're born as an infant and we're growing through that process of teenage to adulthood and so on, every human being on the planet, doesn't matter what religion or what nationality you are, goes through the same process, just on a different attitude and awareness towards it, depending on the environment that they're in. That could be in a third world country, or you can be in a country that you're wealthy. The experience of being a child is exactly the same.
You
still have to learn to crawl, to walk, to when you're hearing people talking to you, or when you're even looking, when you're an infant, you can only see a certain distance. You don't see as clear as an adult or a teenager. So your vision is just starting to tune in. Your hearing is trying to tune in. You know, all your senses, even your tastes. So, you know, when you're a child, you don't really like much. But as you grow up, your taste buds begin to develop, and then that development allows you to accept certain things you wouldn't accept before. It's like everything is an awareness thing. When you become aware of it and you accept it, then you can move on to the next step. So it's about tuning yourself in. It's synchronizing yourself, mind, body, and spirit. A lot of people, we talk about health, like we say, physical health or mental health, but there is also the spiritual energy health. How healthy are you as a spirit energy? Do you even know what a spirit energy is? And it's the majority of the planet is not even aware that you are a spiritual being. We still think every day of our lives that we're a physical being, because that's the thing that we are more aware of every day through our five senses, that we are physically walking around doing what we're doing. So we think we're a physical being. But the physical process still needs a power source. This power source is the spirit, or we can call it the Holy Spirit energy. You know, we're talking about Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. There's many things that in our development, we look back in hindsight to a lot of stories that allow us to evolve out of, like we talk about the mind, body, and spirit, when we talk about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we misunderstand what the people of that time, with the knowledge that they had, we talk about the Bible and everything else that's in it, all these things were written by people that don't have the knowledge and availability of intelligence that we today have by learning and being taught consistently. So as a collective world consciousness and with the digital world, we all have become aware of a lot of things that only 15 years ago you would never have found out about because you had no real connection with outside your own city.
Right. Right. So the book, you know, your book, True Power of You, and, you know, Mario, it's so well written, and you're talking to us about that, and listeners can, I think, relate to so much of what you're saying. You're going so deep on this, and I think that's what people need to hear. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, True Power of You?
Well, the True Power of You, the book itself, it's sort of based on, obviously, your experiences. I'm 66 years old now, and over those years I've played a body contact sport for over 15 years. So managing one is managing your body to be able to perform every week, to be a part of not just your own thinking, but to be part of the team and to know your part in the team and your role in the team. So it comes down to, again, we talk about pixels and like a dot of memory that if you look at a TV or a computer or something, every part of that computer is made up of dots, dots of memory. So when we look at our DNA, we talk about a dot of blood or a dot of that blood has memory. So we don't realize and fathom how really big the whole picture really is that our one dot of our body is DNA. So that one dot of our body knows everything about our whole body. Even though it's only one dot, it can be one dot just on in your eye. It can be one dot in a part of your skeletal frame. But that dot has a DNA memory. And that DNA memory has to know where it has to sit to be part of your whole body. But it needs to know what every other part is doing to be able to be that one dot. It sounds a bit funny, but it's the same as a digital world. Without all those dots, and if you see a screen that goes a bit funny, you notice there's a lot of dots everywhere that make up all the colours and make up everything. But every dot has to be in the right place for that picture to appear. Because if the dots aren't in the right place, then it's not doing its job, and if it doesn't know how to be in the big picture, so it doesn't know where its job should be. So every memory has to have a point it has to play a role as, and how does it fit in the big picture? So as an external human being, a physical human being, we do the same thing. As one human, you're only one dot on the planet. As a human. So as that one human, you have to play the role of who are you here on this planet today? What are you trying to achieve? What is it that you are not really opening up to? What's limiting you? How does self-development work if you're not actually changing something or evolving something or being having a new outlook or attitude towards something? How do you evolve into being a better person, or how do you relieve yourself from stress or even holding stress if you're doing the same routines every day?
Yeah.
See, life is about growing and evolving. We have become very stagnant and very lazy because everything around us has made things easy for us.
Oh, this is so good. This is why you have to pick up the book, Mario Scarvelis' book, True Power of You, so you can find all that out and turn the switches around. Mario, thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
All right, so, wow, Mario said it. I mean, he nailed it. That's what the deal is. You got to think about it. You got to change the way you're rolling through, kind of sleepwalking. And I loved his analogy at the top of the interview when we talked about when you get in the car. Boy, has that ever happened to you? I mean, I'll be the first to say in my lifetime, who knows how many times that's happened to me. This or that on the flip side. Stay with us.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Fun with our pal Eric, the technical maestro, for what we call this or that. So without further ado, time for a little TOT.
What's up, Kate?
Hey, man, where's that horn? Where's your arrival? You have a horn that follows you around.
He's late. He's a musician.
I know. Musicians are, they are late, aren't they? Always.
Yeah, they're flaky.
My favorites, but always late. I love it. All right, so I'm good. How about you?
Pretty good. Not too bad. Can't complain.
All right, the first one is T-shirts. A beer T-shirt or a political T-shirt? Which would you be more likely to wear?
Probably a beer T-shirt.
Beer. All right, so why is that? Because you don't want to have a bunch of political sayings and get harassed, right?
I'm just not that into politics, really. I mean, it's kind of weird to say now, but, yeah, I'm just not into it.
I like that. It's pretty cut and dry. I'm not into it. You know, that's what I'm saying. Now, are you going to vote?
I'm debating that. I was I was definitely going to, but I've thought twice. Now I'm on the fence.
Ooh! Why is that?
Just not happy with either candidate.
Oh my gosh. So here you are. It's interesting because in doing shows, you're listening to all the politics of the day and what's happening. And you know, my rallying cry, you just gotta vote. You just gotta vote no matter what. So I think here's the thing. Because people don't vote and because we don't use our voices enough, that's why it leads to what you're saying, that you're not happy with either one, because that's what happens. We don't get a lot of the people that we would love to see them run for president or run for other offices. I think if people got more involved, you might have more of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not convincing you. I don't know. I like this. I don't know. Okay, stick with the beer T-shirt. stick with the beer T-shirt. Cowboy boots versus sneakers. Which one?
Sneakers.
Do you have cowboy boots?
Nope. They seem uncomfortable.
No, you don't have. Have you ever had cowboy boots?
I think I had a pair when I was like a little kid, and I don't know why we had a pair, but that was it.
Because every little kid gets a they dress them up like cowboys.
Yeah.
That always seems to happen. I think I had a pair of cowboy boots when I was young, but I agree with you. I would do the sneakers thing because cowboy boots to me are too hard to get off and on.
Yeah, exactly. I like to slip my sneakers on and run along.
Right. I like that. Run along. And it's just, if you're used to that, I mean, people who are actual cowboys are used to it. And people who wear boots a lot, it's probably not a big deal. And if they're listening to this, they're laughing and thinking it's ridiculous. But there is something about that because how it goes up your leg. And if you're in colder weather, which you are, it kind of makes more sense. But it is tough to get them off and on. Now I have friends that own stores that have boots and they're probably listening right now. And I'm just going to get an avalanche of mail from them. All right. So both of us are sneakers because it's just easier for us. So disc golf or mini golf, which would be the one you would do?
Probably mini golf.
Mini golf. You don't have to exert yourself as much?
Yeah, it's easier.
I think it's easier. Disc golf is, the last time I played disc golf, it's fun, but the last time I played it, it's very popular, especially 20s and 30-year-olds. The last time I played it, I think I was with my nephew and brother, and we were in Florida, and it just seemed like they had the stuff. They had the net to put out, the stuff to put out. And it just seemed like such a hassle to set it up, and then I have to throw from here, and then you throw from here. I thought I'd just rather go play horse on a blacktop somewhere and just throw basketballs. I'd rather do that or play tennis or something else. It just seemed like it was too hard, too much of a hassle to set up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean, they have places where it's set up, so I guess you can make that argument. All right, this is a big one, and I think people out there can relate. You know, the holidays are coming up. People give people boxes of chocolates. Plain chocolates or chocolates that you don't know what you're going to bite into. It could be anything. It could be amazing caramel that you love or something else, but it could be some crummy, cherry, awful taste that you hate.
Probably the latter.
So probably I'll take the chances with whatever's in the middle?
Yep.
Wow, we totally disagree on that. I can't stand a bite into something where I have no idea what it is. Like, because it reminds me of being a kid, and they would say, come on, just take a chocolate. Because, of course, everybody has their favorite chocolate place the older grandmothers or aunts, and we'd have to go do the special order thing, and then they'd have these, I remember the place, it was Aunt Charlotte's, it was called, it's right over the bridge from Philly, and then you would, they would offer you in front of everyone a chocolate. Well, if you bit into it and you didn't like it, what are you going to do? You got to finish it. So I'm just saying, I don't want surprises with my chocolates. I just want a plain chocolate. That's all I'm saying. All right, so we part company there. Black tie versus beach casual. Which are you more comfortable with?
I'll go with beach casual.
I knew you were going to say that. That was such a layup question. I would have been stunned if you had said, oh, black tie. Oh, definitely black tie.
I've always wanted a black tie, though.
Really? You wanted to have a tuxedo and have that look?
Just, you know, to try it out.
I like it. Of course. I think that's what I think. I think every man secretly, even though they don't want to necessarily get dressed up like that, they don't want that to be the normal thing. But they, if they could look sharp in a tuxedo and somebody would arrange it, they would do it. But generally speaking, the casual, I think, would be the way that most guys would go. And especially now, because with this pandemic, I'm wondering, a lot of people aren't going to want to do the whole dress-up thing anymore, I think. What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think that's one of the things that's going to change.
Yep. I think one of the things that's going to change, working conditions will change, hours, how many people go into offices and things, but I also think how many people would wear, you know, it's not that there would never be black tie events or people dress up, but I think there'll be kind of a rollback to more casual, unless all of a sudden, because people haven't been out there doing it. But I don't think so. I'm not going to change my mind on that. I think it's going to be more casual. All right, so you have a choice of a souvenir of a bag of amazing shells from all over the world or rocks from all over the world, and some of them could be valuable, the shells or the rocks. Which do you take?
I'll go with the shells.
The shells. I'm the same with you. I'm right there with you. I like rocks, too, but shells remind me of the beach, of the ocean, the whole thing. I like it.
Yeah, they're just more interesting.
They're more interesting. I think so. I agree. I think they're more interesting in a way. Unless, of course, you go to the Arkansas Diamond Park and you pull out one of the rocks that is actually a diamond, which has happened to a few people. We talked about a guy that just did this maybe about a month ago. Then that'd be a whole different story if you found a rock that was worth maybe $1 million because it was a diamond. All right, always interesting. You know I'm going to talk to you about this voting thing off the air, right? And I want all the listeners to know, we are changing your mind. Let's chant it together. You must vote Eric. We want you to vote Eric. I'm getting you a T-shirt, Eric. All right, thanks for listening to this version of the show, everybody. Remember, make it count.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.